There are several variations, but shotgun houses typically have a long rectangular floor plan, one room wide, 3 to 5 rooms deep, with doorways often on the same side of the house. One common belief is that the term shotgun house refers to the ability to fire a shotgun cleanly from the front through the back door. The shotgun style likely made its way into the U.S. from the West Indies and became popular in the South during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, offering affordable housing in working-class areas. In Louisville, they're part of the fabric of neighborhoods like Germantown, Butchertown, Smoketown, and Portland. But some shotguns are showing their age, and Portland in particular has a significant number of houses in distress. Preservation SOS is spearheaded by Preservation Louisville. Its executive director, Marianne Zicker, grew up in the Portland neighborhood.
In this area, you're seeing a lot of blight when it comes to vacant properties, many of which are the shotgun houses. And I think that's what inspired me to try to come forward and do something and start a program that would really make an impact.
Zicker says shotguns are popular as starter homes for many young buyers. And others like how the simple design lends itself to fix-up and addition projects.
We added two doors.
We added closet doors. When I moved in, there were no doors on the closet.
That's the case on both counts for Jill and Gary Sampson, who live with their two cats in a shotgun house they recently renovated in Germantown. Jill bought the house in 1995 because of its reasonable price and proximity to her job. Built in 1905, it has an upstairs room and, like many shotguns, some quirks. One of its doors is out of line with the others. Those imaginary shotgun pellets would have to zigzag to make a clean exit.
When people ask me what kind of home I live in, I say, well, ours isn't just a standard shotgun. It's a dogleg camelback shotgun.
But it turned out I really like it. Like, it's really open and airy, and it's convenient, and it's great for one or two people. I mean, this is my friends say you should move into a bigger house because I can afford a bigger house, and I'm like, why?
When I bought the house, it was a mess.
Tan Ali is a realtor who bought and renovated a brick shotgun several years ago in the original Highlands neighborhood. It dates back to the turn of the 20th century.
There's nothing like them. I mean, I call this my brick trailer, but just because of the way it's shaped. But I've always kind of liked it. It's very efficient. You know, it's just neat. The construction's very different. You know, they're popular for the people who, you know, really want an authentic, you know, style of house for this neighborhood. And this neighborhood's still really, really popular.
There are no firm figures on how many shotgun houses there are in Louisville, but the city's often mentioned in the same breath with New Orleans, where Patty Gay guesses the number exceeds 20,000. Gay is the executive director of that city's Preservation Resource Center, which began a shotgun house rehabilitation effort 20 years ago. She says shotgun houses can play a critical role in keeping a neighborhood vibrant.
The problem is related to marketing the inner city neighborhoods and rebuilding populations in our older neighborhoods. And so the marketing of the shotgun house is a way to do that, to develop a positive image for these older neighborhoods.
Back here in Louisville, about 40 shotgun homes are being considered for the first rescue and rehabilitation project under Preservation SOS. Officials aren't saying where those homes are or how much money will be spent on the project, which is getting a grant from PNC Bank and volunteers from Habitat for Humanity. A house will be chosen next month with work scheduled to begin this fall. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.